get over the fear and just put yourself out there. You're going to be so much stronger. Either you're growing or dying. If you're being fearful of just sitting and waiting for the phone to ring, you're dying.
All right, hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight. I'm super excited to be here with you tonight. I'm a couple beers into the evening. And so
cheers.
So are you. I'm here with my buddy Devin Tilley from the Art of Construction podcast. He's actually in Fight HQ here with me in Manitou Springs, Colorado. We just had the grand opening of our location here and had 30 or so contractors and stuff come rolling in through the last couple hours. It was good to see a bunch of you local guys. Appreciate you being here and taking the time to come out. And so, Devin, we just wanted to kind of freelance here tonight. It's we're like, man, we're together, so let's just roll some tape and see what happens, man. So
I appreciate that. Yeah. I first just want to say congrats, man. What a cool space that
you
put together here. I'm so proud of you from when you came to Grand Junction and said, you know, I'm wrapping my truck, I'm going for this thing, and you went for it. I mean, what a cool space, you know. And we're gonna do drawings from your tribe, as I would call it.
Yep.
Came in and let's go, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna do we're giving away some shirts, some Contractor Fight shirts. Somebody's gonna get an hour of one-on-one coaching with me, so they're gonna be able to come in and hang out here in the ring and get real, man. We're gonna dig into their business in an hour, and hopefully they won't be walking out with too many tears. And no, it's all good. We get in your face, but then we send you on your way with a plan. And then, and I think we're also going to be raffling off a fight night, admission to fight night. So, tell you what, here's the t-shirt one. So, go ahead and
all right,
you do the honors,
I'm
man.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to draw all these people that came through tonight. One lucky winner. And that winner is
Josh Wright from Wright Prime and Paint. So, Josh, I know you, buddy. I know you listen to the show. I appreciate you coming. In fact, Josh came last week. We hung out here and went out and had a beer. So,
yeah, and I had a great chat with him as well. He knows our buddy Nick May. He's been following him. All of us coming together here. So, he got a essential tea.
You got the fight night, or not the fight, the essential contractor fight tea. And let's do one more shirt. What do you say? What do you got
there? One more drawing?
Yeah, one more.
All right, one more out of the hat is CS Climate Solutions.
There you go. Climate Solutions, Randy Chappelle.
Awesome.
All right, my man.
So Randy
good hanging
and
with Randy.
Josh.
Randy and Josh, man. I'm going to hook you guys up, and we'll connect here soon. And probably before this episode is even released, I'll get in touch with you guys, and we'll make it happen. All right. Oh, you're going fight nights now right away, man. You're not even waiting. Oh, holy cow. Hold on.
So
wrong one.
Let's keep them dangling, you know. All the people that are here,
yeah,
are
hang it out there
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah.
So you had said something about branding tonight. Something that just struck you about branding, some of the conversations that you had with some of the contractors that were here. And I'm curious what you saw, what you heard, what you felt, what was on your mind about that whole branding thing?
Yeah. Well, I first want to say, you know, a little story on the way down here. I'm in Denver driving down here, listening to your podcast on the way and getting all jazzed up. And, you know, I brought my father-in-law over here, and it's like, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And we've pulled into your place after we're jazzed up, because I had him listening to your podcast on the way over here. And it was a good one where you were getting fired up about 8 essential rules of, you know, of running a business. We pulled up and there's your truck out in the front of it. And it was like, okay, this is for real. The rest is secondary, because you set the stage for the contractor fight by not just having an old truck, but not, it also wasn't some $100,000 jacked up crazy truck,
right,
either. It was a kick-ass truck, done well, but it was branded awesome. And I sat throughout the night watching people go out there and look at that truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, as a leader of the contractor fight, set the stage. And I was out talking with some of the guys, and we were talking about the old chuck in a truck versus
right,
making a difference.
The magnet on the side of the truck, right?
Yeah.
I started with a magnet.
I
years
did too.
Ago,
I,
right?
I,
as a painter.
Specific,
yep.
My first lawn, in college, I had a lawn mowing company called Cutting for College. and I still have the original magnet because it was a big deal for me that I had a 1977 International Junker truck that was green because it was my color. So I was like, oh, green, and I can and I could afford a $20 magnet. You know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's I had like a $20-$30 magnet in my first painting company. And here's the thing, guys, if you're listening to this, don't feel bad if you're at a point in your business where like that's all you can do right now.
Right.
But listen, if you've been in the game a year, 2 years, more than 2 years, and you don't have some of your branding stuff in place in a first rate way, I think you're really missing the boat.
And as a fan of your show, you've talked in the past about, you know, what us as contractors are in the contractor fighter for me in the art of construction of what we'll spend money on and what we won't spend money on and what we'll trip over dollars to pick up pennies.
Right.
And we're not saying like the magnet's better than nothing, mm-hmm. but when you can do it top notch, do it top notch. And what does top notch mean?
Right.
So tell me the story about you going and doing training that you were telling me before we got on air about just going and seeing a guy and saying, well, he overdid it here, right? There's the underdoing and the overdoing.
Yeah. So, you know, years ago, I met with a contractor client of mine and he picked me up at the airport and he pulls up in, you know, some crazy $70,000, $80,000 truck and had all the bells and whistles in the world. But I really knew the story of what was going on in his business behind the scenes. The guy was broke. Okay. And so I'm not saying go out and spend crazy amounts of money just to show off, right? To beat your chest and go, look how great I am.
It's more important to show off or have a website.
Yeah. Well, that's the other point. So that same guy, you know, and listen, some of you guys listening are this guy, right? You'll go out and you'll buy some piece of equipment for $3,000, $10,000,
$20,000, $50,000. Brand new skid steer.
Yeah, whatever it is. but you're going to bitch and complain when somebody tells you they want to charge you $8,000 to $10,000 to build a website that's going to help you build your brand and a brand identity and all these things. So the point here that we were talking about was don't skimp on the things that are going to help grow your business in the long run. You can rent a piece of equipment. And I would rather rent a piece of equipment I'd rather make sure that I wrap my truck, I have a website, my brand, my company identity, right, is solid. I hire a real graphic designer. I don't hire my cousin's friend's roommate who knows how to operate freaking, you know, what's the program? Photoshop, right? Hire a pro who does these things. Because then you're just spending a nice chunk of money one time. You're not having to redo it. You're not having to rebrand yourself. When you work with the right person, you're going to tell the right story. So can I tell you the story about the Contractor Fight logo? Did I ever tell you this?
That's actually where I was going to tee it up next.
So all right, where are you going?
I want you to, like, you've really made a statement here. If we're talking about branding and marketing, mm-hmm. and you've practicing what you preach here by me being in your HQ headquarters where you got, mm-hmm. you know, we had an awesome happy hour outside. You got a great meeting room, and you're like, I was in the house, and you're like, I got to do what I, you know, I practice what I preach. So from the logo and the branding, like, it's everywhere in here. So, you know, why did you do it? And the logo, like, tell us about that.
Yeah. So, one of the things I think I've done fairly well for my painting company back in Chicago in the day to some of the other more recent things up now to the Contractor Fight, I've made it a point to do this whole company identity thing first rate. I've never taken shortcuts with that. And I've been blessed to work with some good designers and people with some great ideas. And so this is, so I want to preface this by saying this is going to be part of what I'm going to say is going to probably offend some people.
You'd never do any of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going where I've never gone before. I'm about to go where I've never gone before. Okay. It's borderline offensive and I don't mean it to be that way. So I'm about to say something and I hope that people can separate the awfulness of the example I'm going to give from the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, I think you got them interested now.
Okay. So my designer is like, what do you want for the contractor fight, and we first were farting around with like a caricature of me, and then it was just lame. Okay. I mean, what he did was great, but it just wasn't like, that doesn't say fight. All right. Here's where I'm like, I'm just going to go for it, guys. I'm sorry. All right. My son and I, my wife, we were watching Man in the High Castle on Amazon, and it's this. Have you seen the show?
I have not.
All right. So it's about what if Germany won World War II and America lost, and it was in a United States that was divided between Japan and Nazi Germany. Okay. And so it's this show, and it's pretty crazy. Well, whenever you see any of the places, the buildings, whatever that are controlled by Nazi Germany, you see the Nazi, you see the swastika, you see the sign, you see the colors, the banners, the flags, and it makes a statement. I mean, listen, there's like marketing studies that have been done on how the Nazis marketed, okay? And that's the inappropriate part here. So I don't mean to offend anybody. What was done by Nazi Germany is horrific and wrong in every way. But separate that out and just go from the marketing. So I said I wanted something that was like a symbol that was strong and bold, that would look good on a flag. Cause what I don't have on the truck is a flag hanging up in the air with my contractor flight flag hanging off that thing.
There's always one more with the motor.
Well, you're one to talk, Mr. Frickin' 18 businesses.
Fair enough.
So that was my hope. And I think we're pretty much there is we have a brand identity that really makes a statement. And I modeled it off of the amazing job that a bunch of evil people did years ago. Okay. If you want to just call it that. So that was kind of the story that I just wanted it to be something that was punchy, that was bold, that would make a statement, that was strong in certain bold colors and stuff like that. And so guys, what Devin's getting at here is, I mean, I work with contractors literally all over the world in our coaching programs and things like that. I mean, listen, I know so many of you that are listening to this right now are in Switzerland and Norway and Australia and, you know, countries I can't even pronounce because I've seen it on our analytics. Right. And what I also realized was I was doing a really crappy job in my own backyard. And that's why I opened Fight HQ. Like there are thousands of contractors right here under my nose that I have not done a good job of reaching and building a relationship with. And I could literally run this business with a laptop in a closet.
Right.
Right. And in essence, I kind of had been doing that for many years.
Which a lot of big podcasts are still done that way, but there's that perception is reality and technology. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have the big studio, but you know, it's back to the handshake and the emotions and the putting it out there. That's what you've done here for the local people that come. And there's like, I heard a half a dozen people come up today. It's like, I just have to see what this is. Like, what is this truck? What does this mean? So there was a lot of people, there's a ton of interest when you take the challenge of putting yourself out there, but it comes at a price, right? You had to do some due diligence and leases and figure out, you know, how did you go through that process of coming out of the closet?
In this episode of The Contractor Fight, Tom comes out of the closet. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Anyway. So my plan A was not leasing a space like I did right now for this. Plan A, this is actually plan B, and this is a 2-year plan. I'm going to be in this space for 2 years. And here's why. Plan A was actually me going out and buying and modifying like a 24-foot trailer, black trailer, lettering it up with the contractor fight like my truck, and taking this show on the road and offering, you know, programs in different cities and just traveling around and taking my family with me now and then or whatever it is and hitting the road and going out to you guys that are listening. So you're like, hey, Tom, you know, come to Philly or whatever. Fine. I'm going to road trip to Philly and we're going to have a contractor event in Philly. So the reason I put it on hold, guys, is when I decided to do it, and by the way, give my wife props here, my wife, Christine, she told me to do this years ago with this whole trailer thing. And I'm like, By the way,
this event wouldn't have been in without her.
Exactly. Nothing would have happened. Yeah, like, we would have been awesome. Staring at each other with a case of Schlitz if I was in charge of making this happen. Do they even make Schlitz anymore?
Yeah.
Do they?
All right. I think so.
So plan A was to hit the road. But as some of you may not know, but I coach high school football. And so I'm like, I'm going into my summer football season, and it's going through November. So there's a bunch of months that are just, I'm just not going to be able to hit the road. And, but I, you know, one of my partners, business partners, Derek, he encouraged me. He's like, well, you got to do something. You got to do something cool. You know, so work on the trailer thing and make that happen, but don't jack this up. And so this is kind of like the interim, contractor fight HQ until I feel it's time that I really want to hit the road. And so it might be next spring. Devin's taking selfies of us right now. So I had to pose. Sorry guys. I had to get my good side. Excuse me. I'm like burping. So anyway, eventually we're going to be hitting the road, but this is where we're going to be for 2 years, and I'll probably hit the road before that. But I wanted to give the local people here a place to go to, shake a hand, get the help that they need, and things like that. So we're excited with it. And speaking of getting help, I'm pulling another name out here for the next fight night, contractor fight night, which we do. Online training every month that we do. We've had, last couple of months, we've had almost 100 contractors from around the world on our live training. And the next one is August 16th. Thursday, August 16th from 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And all right, so the winner of this one is, this is cool, good old Chris Alexander from Serenity Falls Water Features LLC right here in Colorado Springs. So Chris,
awesome, congrats,
fight nights,
man.
Fight night's on me for you. Let me know. You can do the August one or whichever one you want to apply it to, and we'll make that happen for you, buddy. So
another cool guy that I got to meet tonight.
He's a good dude, man. He's out there slinging it. His dad's 75 years old and works with him too. That guy's a badass. So, all right.
I wanted to piggyback on one thing when you were talking about how when you listen to Tom talk about, you know, getting a great idea from his wife and then figuring out, you know, the kind of 1 year picture and the 3 year plan. I think we all have to listen to what you're saying and saying, you know, that's a golden nugget, but how do I crawl, walk, run? You crawled in your house, you're walking here at the HQ headquarters, and then you want to run, but you have to figure out how that evolution works. So I think that's key for us to begin with the end in mind, as we're always talking about on the Art of Construction, like you talked about.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think, so the example I just gave, I think you have to be real with yourself. Right. It's really simple for us entrepreneur people to go, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And what I've learned through the years is pause and go, okay, is it realistic that I'm going to implement this right now? Is it right to implement the trailer thing? Yes. I think I am convinced it is right. But sometimes it's just not now. And the not now is because I have some other responsibilities, and, you know, my boys are both 18. And so they're going to be out of here soon. My daughter's 13. Yeah,
your priorities.
Yeah.
And I got to meet some of your football coaches. Yep. You got a great, great thing going there.
So I would just encourage anybody who's got a big idea, just, you know, sit back, do the math, count the cost, not just the financial cost, but the relational cost. Right. Of all that stuff. So
yeah, we put time in front of money.
Bingo.
The time is a big deal.
And listen, I've said here before, I've been very vocal that I do what I do. The number one driver for me is having an impact. And I committed to have an impact in the football program that I coach. And I committed that I'm going to be all in, and I'm blessed that my career allows me to do that. And so I didn't want to be divided. I've been divided on many projects before, and I've realized that I'm not very good at being divided. Because then I half-ass everything instead of whole-ass in one thing.
Jack of all trades, master in none.
All right, so let's talk about your brand.
Okay.
Okay, how do you approach it? With Mountain View Windows,
yeah,
and then you got the Art of Construction. So you started this whole branding conversation off with, you got one opportunity to make that first impression. So how do you go about putting all this into place in your companies?
So the way I look at it, and a lot of people, the back to when I talked about my 1 year, 3 year, kind of that whole evolution of the vision that I put together, it was all really laid out and thought through, and it depends where I'm at. So for example, Chris Alexander, just 1 year contractor fight, and I was talking with him earlier tonight about it. If when I meet someone I've never met before, I try to find out what's important to them. And then I learned together through each other to say he was not familiar with podcasting. Mm. So I talked to them about what's he into. He likes drinking beer. So we talked about his podcast. And why I tell that story is that I start by the icebreaker to where I passionately like to meet in the Go-Giver philosophy, meet cool new people. And that's the Art of Construction. And what the Art of Construction is about is a podcast that's specifically designed for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. Mm-hmm. So that's the Art of Construction, is the leaves of the tree or the top of the funnel that you're dumping stuff into that funnels down to my regional brand. I own a window and door company called Mountain View Window and Door. And then Tom came to my Granton Junction, mm-hmm. where you're going to see podcasts over, collaborative that we've been right. working together to where it's that local, the roots of the ground. Just like you opened HQ here, these are your roots. These are your local peeps.
Right.
You want to take care of each other. Yep. So I think there's a lot of similarities there when you would say the story brand and the storytelling. That's how I put this together as a Devin Tilly, as I want to be an influencer to passionately help you grow your business. And that's where the Art of Construction comes in. And then I have intrapreneurs helping me as an entrepreneur, working in the different businesses and making them all massively successful. That's my vision.
That's good shit. So, all right, I'm going to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're going to give me an answer. So I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to count down to 1, and then you have to answer.
All right.
So I'm going to rapid fire off the top of my head, like 2 or 3 questions here, just for the hell of it.
All right.
The number one thing you wish you would have done when you first started Mountain View Windows from a marketing perspective, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Slow down.
Ooh, I didn't see that coming from you, man, Mr.
You got to know your enemy. You got to know what you got to fight against.
All right. So what do you mean slow down?
I say slow down, but you also learn by doing. So you got to put the pedal to the metal, but sometimes you put the brakes on a little bit too. Like you talked about right. the trailer versus the yeah. place. For example, my first showroom, I was like, I got 5 offices. I just got to fill them with whoever will take them. Mm. That was a big mistake. Slow down. And it wasn't on the people I put in the offices. I wasn't ready for them and I didn't know what I needed. So it was slow down, understanding what is the right seat, meaning what is the right person to be in that seat to be mutually successful. So that's what I mean by okay. slowing down.
All right. Biggest mistake you see the average home improvement contractor make in their marketing? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They don't work on their business. They're just in it as a technician.
So what's it look like to work on your, you said business, but what would it look like for the guy who's got himself and maybe 2, 3, 4 other employees? What does it look like for him to work on his marketing to you?
Literally just step outside of the box. Number one is, if you've never read before, read a book, read Michael Gerber's E-Myth Revisited, and just take, instead of just vegging out and zoning out, just read a book and implement something from that book.
All right. That's pretty simple. All right. Your biggest, I told you I'm making this up. Your biggest deficiency as a leader, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Trying too many things at once, or just going, not taking the time to let people lead, or jumping in the middle of it.
Oh, so you get in the way? Yeah. You really?
I'm working hard on that. And how do you do this yeah. as entrepreneurs? You have to get good people that know how to challenge you. And that's where I'm a big fan of the contractor fight, because it's another good touch point where you're challenging people to look yourself in the mirror as a leader.
Man, I tell you, that's one of the hardest things. The whole delegation thing, getting out of the way. I'm one of those delegators that it comes easily to me, the part that doesn't come easily to me is the doing it in the right way. Meaning when you delegate to somebody, you have to have some accountability in place. You have to have some habits and processes and systems and things like that to make sure the people you delegate to are doing their thing. So I often, some guys are like control freaks. I'm like, hey, Devin, you're in charge of this and I'll see you later. And I literally never think about it again because I just assume like it's just going to work out. So that's a fault of mine, is that I make that assumption.
You mean you, if you just tell them step 26 and 28, they don't know where to go from 1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go.
That's it, you go. Wendy, my, you know, the team for me, they do a good job. In fact, I have to tell a story is that just a couple weeks ago we were in, we hired this company called the Entrepreneurial Operating System and my data. So we've created, it's called the Level 10 Meeting. And we've been doing this for a while and it's this 2-year program we signed up for. And we're getting ready. It's the day before what's called the core value speech. So we spent 6 months really working hard on the business with my leadership team. And a little bonus thing I would tell you is that I had done this before, but it wasn't bought into because it was just Devin saying this is what it was versus going through the process of everybody buying into it, which is very important because then they want to own it. And I was sitting there. I was like, well, all of us should talk. And then I was like, well, do you want to talk? And why I tell this story is I was conflicting back and forth. And finally, one of the guys goes, Devin, I'm like, why is everybody being silent? They're like, Devin, we don't know what to say. You've said you want us to talk. Then you've said, don't talk if you want. We're all sitting here looking at you like, we don't know what to do here. Right. So that's on me by giving bad information. But that's where it's really powerful when you can get a team around you that will call a spade a spade,
right?
And own your crap, as you say.
Tell you the truth, man. You got to have people, but you got to create the environment where they feel they can tell you the truth. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got one more drawing here for the one-on-one coaching session with me, and why don't you go ahead and pull it up?
All right, we get one more drawing. The coaching out of the hat. Wow, we got a double winner from two guys from Climate Solutions, the owner Randy Chappelle.
Same guy. He won a shirt and a coaching session. There you go.
Well, that's cool. What the power of when you put yourself out there in all the different buckets, you win multiple times.
There you go, so. Randy. I'm going to hook you up, man. We're going to come hang out here and deal with anything you want to deal with in your business, man. I'm happy to do that. So, all right, Devin. It's, I want to stay on this marketing thing here real quick. One of the things I'm hearing, just last few minutes here. One of the things I'm hearing from people, at this time of year, it's August 1st. I frequently hear every single year, I could set my watch to it, that contractors are having a hard time getting the phone to ring right now. You just started smiling when I said that because it's like the spring starts out gangbusters. And then there's like that summer lull and then everyone starts freaking out. And I'm talking, you might even be booked out a couple months, but your phone ain't ringing and you're like, shit. So what would you do knowing what you know now, success you've had at Mountain View. And I know you've been through some crazy times, great times, bad times, whatever. When your phone, and I know you're not the guy answering your phone. I'm just saying you have a larger business. So, but when the phone slows down at Mountain View or any business for that matter that you're going to own as a contractor, what are some of your go-to things right out of the gate that you just go, I got to create some momentum quickly here. What advice can you give our listeners?
The most important advice that I would give is piss poor planning equals piss poor execution. So the most important thing as us as business owners, we have to look at it as a marathon, not a sprint. And I see so much of that as to where the technician or the solopreneur is just sprinting because the phone's ringing and then they go have all these jobs and then they try and it's like this huge peaks and valleys. So my advice to you is find out what you're not good at to help level that out. And if it's the phone not ringing, get someone else that can help you with that, but do it the right way. Don't chintz out on that. Like, get someone that's really going to work the phones if that's really what's important. I would challenge back today in the world of noise, you better look at a lot of other touch points to get the phone to ring. And it's not just about the phone to ring. It's about to, it's dialing for dollars is a whole different ball game with this thing in our pocket. That's a computer with a phone app. So that's my thing on the phone to ring is, but never lose touch of the handshake. Get out and network. Yep. You don't, the phone doesn't need to ring to you. Come to the, your grand opening here.
Right.
I made 10 great new contacts tonight by just getting out and getting SH blah, blah done.
You can swear here. Fuck. Don't you know me? I would say if your phone isn't ringing right now the way you want it to, you pick it up and go to that database that you should have in your CRM and start calling your past customers and do what I call a warranty call. And so if we, you know, built you a deck or whatever, and you had a 2-year warranty or whatever, I would call you up and I go, Devin, remember us? And you're like, oh yeah. Oh, what's up? Hey, it's time for to schedule your warranty visit. What's that? We're going to come out because your warranty expires in 3 months. We're going to come out and make sure there's nothing that we're responsible for so that you're not on the hook for it if you're having a workmanship issue. Now that puts me back in the guy's yard. There's warm, fuzzy feelings because most companies
need a deck.
What's that?
The neighbor, maybe.
Yeah, the neighbor. But here's the thing. Most companies run and hide from warranty stuff. You are being different by saying, I'm going to be proactive about this and let's make sure. I mean, I've never had a company call me and go, hey, your warranty's going to expire. We'd like to take care of anything. Most guys go, I want to run from that. So, but then the other thing is if there is an issue, it's usually something that's really simple to resolve.
If you run a good business.
If you run a good business, yep. And when that happens, this happened to me from my old painting company, was they'd be like, they would apologize. Like, I'm so sorry that you had to send somebody out here to touch this thing up or address this thing or whatever. And then the law of
reciprocation.
Thank you. Reciprocity. That's the word. Reciprocity kicks in where they want to do something in return for you. So in my case, 35-40% of the time, they would say, hey, while you're out here, we've been thinking about painting this bedroom. Or, hey, while you're out here. So, guys, I want to encourage you, don't hide from your customers. It's much easier to sell to people that have already given you money than it is to go find somebody new to give you money. So if your phone isn't ringing right now, you pick it up. Or if you're driving through a neighborhood and you're like, oh, we built that fence, go knock on the door. Hey, I built your fence 3 years ago. I don't remember your name. I'm sorry. I don't have my database in front of me here. But is everything okay with the fence? I never really hear unless it's bad. I just wanted to know if things were okay.
Yeah, and hit it head on. When you talk about painting contracts, it makes me think of a good buddy of mine, Nick May, who we share offices, and his value proposition is free touch-ups for life.
Right.
And most people, when you hear that, you're like, what? That's going to break my business. But it's this huge lead generation, and when he goes the back thing, they're like, man, you touch up, but hey, you know, you should go call my friend, or it's this huge referral thing. But get over the fear and just put yourself out there. You're going to be so much stronger by being fearful of just sitting and waiting for the phone to ring. Either you're growing or dying. If you're waiting for the phone to ring, you're dying.
So this goes back to what you said a minute ago about you got to work on your business. You literally have to be disciplined and put it on your calendar and honor the time. This is when I'm going to call customers. This is when I'm going to do whatever. So,
amen.
Well, listen, man, I'm glad we were able to hang out here tonight. And
awesome space, man. If you're in Manitou Springs, or make sure you schedule a time to come check this place out. It's awesome.
Come on down and hang with us. And in case you haven't heard, if you go to thecontractorfight.com/fightnight, or just to our homepage, you'll find Fight Nights there. It's monthly group coaching, online training, where we pick a topic each month that covers something that will help you take control of your business, make some more money. And we do them each month. And so head to the website, look for that. We've done sales, we've done your numbers, we've done marketing, we've done hiring. And coming up here in August, we are actually doing, I forgot the title of it because it's not in front of me right now, but we're actually going to teach you how to create your own sales force through building great relationships with your influencers. So I've made a lot of money through the years because of relationships that I've built. And I know a lot of people struggle with that. So what percentage of your income in the last 10 years has come from relationships?
It's my everything. I couldn't put an exact number on that because we don't, but as an influencer, it's the relationships are given, they're not given, they're earned. But once you earn them, when you have people that have your back, it's just so much more fun too. Like right. You're doing business with people that is you want to do business with.
Yeah. Devin, Joe said you were the guy to call.
Right.
Yeah, I am. What do you need? Yeah. It's a done deal. It's yours to lose. So, all right. Well, guys, with that, thanks for tuning in here tonight with Devin Tilley and I. Check out the Art of Construction podcast. And if you're in the Denver or Grand Junction areas, what do they need to do about windows?
Go to the AOC.us and the top of the funnel. And if you're in Colorado, need windows and doors, all that stuff. Hey, but more important, the most important thing for me here tonight is to say, check out the podcast. You know, Art of Construction is every other Thursday. You know, great content that I think we align, but we're coming mm-hmm. from different, little bit different platforms as well. And it's all about growing your business in different ways. So that's what I would challenge you to say, hey, just give it a try and give us feedback on how we can help you grow your business. Cause that's what the topics are all about.
Good stuff. We'll put all your links in the show notes. And with that, Travis, bring in the guitars, rock us out. And we'll see you guys next
time. Congrats, man. Good
Thanks,
work,
buddy.
Tom.
See you guys next time on The Fight.